Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man faces aggravated assault charges following shotgun incident on Huntington Drive. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On the night of February 13th, a 38-year-old man was apprehended for felony aggravated assault on Huntington Drive. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, Richard File allegedly brandished a shotgun during a dispute, pointing it at a 64-year-old woman around 10:30 p.m., leading to his arrest. Witnesses alerted law enforcement, and upon their arrival, the 43-year-old daughter of the woman informed officers that she had bitten File on the back to prevent him from harming her mother while he held a gun to her. Additionally, she claimed that File had struck her in the chest during the altercation. File faced further accusations of forcefully knocking the phone out of the elderly woman's hands when she attempted to call 911, according to Wasson. Despite File's denial of pointing a firearm at anyone, three witnesses confirmed the 43-year-old's account of the incident, and law enforcement discovered a black shotgun in his Nissan. Consequently, he was arrested and charged with felony aggravated assault, two counts of domestic violence, and interference with an emergency call. Wyoming introduces hunter education endorsement for teachers. Joint efforts by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department and the Professional Teaching Standards Board have resulted in a new license endorsement for teachers interested in teaching hunter education in Wyoming classrooms. According to the press release from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, the initiative aligns with the state's cultural emphasis on hunting, fishing, and natural resource conservation. The hunter education teaching license endorsement is the culmination of a three-year effort by the Wyoming State Board of Education and the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Megan Degenfelder. Approved educators can now offer hunter education classes during school hours or in after-school programs, fostering a conservation ethic and responsible firearm use among students. Teachers seeking this endorsement must meet game and fish certification requirements and submit the necessary documentation to the Professional Teaching Standards Board. This collaborated effort aims to install conservation values and create responsible conservationists for future generations. Brendan O'Connor, the Professional Teaching Standards Board Executive Director, said, "The Professional Teaching Standards Board is pleased to partner with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department in offering hunter education as an endorsement that teachers can add to their licenses. Hunting, fishing, and natural resource conservation is embedded in Wyoming's culture. Providing this opportunity allows qualified teachers to teach these foundations to students across the state during the school year so they will become good stewards of the state's bounty." For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.